Welcome to the weekly podcast of the Voice of Healing Radio with Michael Petro. VOH Radio brings an in-depth understanding of the scriptures prophetically, rich revelation of the early church apostolic fathers, and biblical interpretation of the biggest news and political stories of our day. Take VOH Radio with you on the go. Listen on demand weekly. New programs released every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio.com, TuneIn, and more. To partner with us, please go to voh.church/radio. That's voh.church/radio. Or email us at radio@voh.church. You're listening to the Voice of Healing Radio with Michael Petro. Blessings to all our listeners out there. We just want to thank you for tuning in. We're here at the Reawakening and San Marcos, California. We're just a little bit north of San Diego. That's basically my old stomping grounds over here. And for all those of you that are listening on the Voice of Healing Radio, Voice of Healing Media, Voice of Healing Television, we just want to thank you for tuning in. I know there's so many questions that we're being asked, people emailing us, talking to us. If you have any questions or if you want to get in contact with any of our speakers or anybody that we're interviewing, please, again, get on our website, shoot us out an email, call our call center, and we will try to help you out and get that information out to you. Amen. I'm here with Sean Fredrickson. Sean is a San Diego native. He has a hard life over here in San Diego, but God has been using Sean to wake people up. He has a website called freedomrevival.org, and I just got a chance to talk to him just a little bit, but so much that he told me just in that little bit about how the Lord really put on his heart to go in and start talking to government. You're always hearing me talk about, don't just sit around. Get involved. Get involved with your school boards. Get involved with your government. Go down. You know, the city of Los Angeles basically was holding Los Angeles a captive because the board of directors in the elected officials in the city of Los Angeles were not having open meetings. They were, you know, they were doing it through Skype until the sheriffs got involved and said, how can our stadiums be filled with people not wearing a mask? And all of a sudden, these people are sitting in their houses where they're going to catch COVID, wearing a mask in their house. It doesn't make sense. And he was absolutely right. It was unconstitutional and it was against the law in the state of California. So basically, they had to come out of hiding, quit making laws without the people's consent. And basically, the people got back into the government, but they took our sheriffs. And that's an important thing. Amen. But Sean, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm so blessed.
Amen.
Yeah, so blessed.
So God's been using you, right? Revival. I mean, freedom revival. That's an interesting term. How did you get that?
Oh, that's a great question. So the vision for Freedom Revival came from this idea that we realize that we're getting our freedom stripped away.
Amen.
But it's the church that's going to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
That it's on the back of those Christians, those moral individuals who comprehend the weight of what liberty is. So Freedom Revival is natural. Yeah, it's a natural name for us. Yeah.
So tell us, what happened? I mean, you told me a really interesting story that you wanted to speak up in the local government.
Yeah.
And what happened then and what has evolved from that?
Well, you know, there was a movement that really started in San Diego.
Okay.
I think that we've been on the national spotlight because of it.
Amen.
Because San Diego hasn't really complied or followed in suit like what you were talking about with Los Angeles. We've had in-person board meetings at the County Board of Supervisors. We haven't had the vaccine mandates. Or when there was a restaurant in San Diego that tried to apply the vaccine mandate to enter their store or for their employees, the county came, or the citizens rose up, went to that store and started talking to them like, hey, this isn't how San Diego operates.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, I'm sorry. So they rescinded their own vaccine. And this is a restaurant.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So the people started fighting back and said, we're not going to come to your restaurant.
Exactly right. And it was kind. It looks like we showed up with pitchforks or anything. We just showed up in mass saying—
With forks.
Yeah, with regular forks. With regular forks saying, we're hungry, we want to eat in your store.
Amen.
And I think that's what's rising up. Your citizens in San Diego are recognizing government employees are not going to preserve liberty They will only do as they're told. Therefore, since July 2021, we've had hundreds of people showing up to city council member meetings. At the County Board of Supervisors, we had up to 1,000 people at one time come and speak, where the meeting began at 9 a.m. and it concluded at 2 a.m. the following day. Because of how many people wanted to speak on behalf of Liberty.
Were you in it, Sean, were you at any of those meetings?
Oh,
Did you participate?
For sure.
Well, like, what was happening? What were people saying?
They were so excited. So what were they saying? It's hard to recall like specifically, but I can tell you the energy of the space was realizing that we have a part to play.
So all these people were coming out there basically saying, we're tired of the mandates.
Yes.
Tired of the mask stuff.
Yes.
We know this is false. We know that's not true.
Yes.
You know, get out of our lives.
Precisely.
Amen.
Well, they were speaking on behalf of like specific agenda items. So the county will present these items. Like, for example, they had a misinformation agenda item saying that if you're saying something that is contrary to what the state would qualify as truth, then they have the ability to kind of censor you.
Yeah.
So people are coming and speaking against that. Or they had an agenda item talking about abortions, or they wanted to make San Diego County a bastion of abortion freedom.
Yeah.
Or they had another one talking about extending the state of emergency, because every, I think it's 60 days, they have to re-extend it, or maybe 30. No, every 30 days, they have to continue to extend the state of emergency in the county.
Yeah.
So every 30 days, we're there petitioning against it, trying to convince our representatives to do as the people are stating.
So what was their state of emergency? Why did they want to, what was it about?
That's a great question. So once they started receiving funds from the federal government, their state of emergency was they've paid us so much money out that they need to keep getting the funds from the federal government.
Sure.
That it was nothing about death. It was nothing about COVID. It was more about the CARES Act money so that they could take that money and build old folks' homes to further promote their political campaigns.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
It was nuts. And what's great about this experience since July 2021 is I've had one-on-one conversations with these supervisors.
Yeah.
And there is such a move of resistance from tyranny that regular citizens are recognizing the authority we have. And so they're showing up in mass, and the County Board of Supervisors are getting intimidated. And so they give us time. So I walk in, I set an appointment, I've got a one-on-one with the County Board of Supervisors, and I tell them, this is what the people believe. This is what you need to do. And if you don't do this, we're going to recall you, or we're going to not elect you for the next term.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how they're slowly starting to change. And we get to see how civics actually operate with an educated citizenry. And that's the only way a republic is to stand.
Amen.
Is citizens have to be educated because it's on our backs.
Educated and mobilized.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So I'm loving this conversation. I mean, because I'm preaching this all the time.
Come
I'm
on.
Telling people you got to get out. You got to don't sit there and do nothing.
That's right.
So you started going out.
Yep.
You started, you know, expressing, getting other Christians to express, engaging in the political side of everything, right?
Yep.
City council, mayors, and all this.
Yeah.
Basically, you said, if you don't do this, this is what we're going to do, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Yes.
Amen.
And then, I mean, the next step was that big event that we threw on January 8th, which was the Freedom Revival.
Amen.
Where I began to realize the leaders in San Diego, the activist leaders, those that are resisting the mandates, many were Christian.
Wow.
And I started asking the question, why are we not promoting our faith?
Yeah.
Why are we not going out and just being like, hey, we're a bunch of Christians.
Yeah.
We love liberty. We love Jesus. And we're not ashamed of it.
Amen.
And so on January 8th, we decided to throw this massive event on the lawn of the County Board of Supervisors.
Wow.
12,000 people showed up.
No kidding.
We started with prayer. We went to worship. We went to some more worship. And we did some dancing. And then we had these pastors from around Southern California, five of them. Tim Thompson, who's in your area, who didn't close down. And we had another one, Cheon, who went to the Supreme Court. We have another one, John Randall in Orange County. Jürgen Matisius from Awaken.
Okay.
And then we had, if I forget one, I'm going to feel bad. Oh, Rob McCoy.
Okay.
Rob McCoy. And the five of them came and spoke to represent what it means to be courageous, to teach Christians this is what it means to be courageous.
Amen.
And we really wanted these Christians that were present to comprehend the separation of church and state is a myth.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
There's no such thing. It's a lie that we bought into. and we, the church, have to get involved. And so we were just empowering those 12,000 people. And then, you know, another cool thing, go ahead, I could talk forever, man.
That's cool. The separation of church and state is a separation of church and state.
That's right.
But
it wasn't about
the church staying out of the government's business. Yes. It's about the government staying out of the church's business.
Come on.
So the church was very political. The first shots that were fired
in
the Civil War were Christians.
Oh, Civil War.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
American Revolution.
American Revolution. I do that. I always flip over to Civil War.
That's cool.
But it was always, it was Christians that fought and shot the first bullets.
Yes.
And we need to understand that it was Christians that bought this country. It was Christians that paid for this country in their blood.
Yes.
Because they were very involved in the political system because of what was happening in Europe.
Yes.
And so they came here.
Yes.
They didn't come here for religious rights for other religions.
Right.
They came here for religious rights for Christians.
Come on.
Because this was supposed to be an experiment, the New Jerusalem.
Yeah. Oh,
and so they came here to start the New Jerusalem. Amen. So
yeah, it's so good. Come on.
Buddhism and all that other, it wasn't to be here. It was, you know, for Christians.
Yes.
So we need to understand that as Christians, one of my fights is the pastors. I'm saying you guys got to get involved.
Yes.
You've been sitting back for too long, but there's a battle, and it's the 501c3.
Yes.
And so they're afraid of the government, but they can easily pull out of a 501c3 and get into a religious organized
for-profit corporation.
For-profit corporation, where they get tax exemptions better than the 501c3.
Wow.
So it's already set up for us. The founding fathers put it in, and it's time people wake up in the church, pull apart from this craziness.
Yes.
And it is craziness. It is socialism. It is communism. And we're seeing that because, like you said, once you start saying, you're not allowed to say this, or this is false. Well, I'm saying stuff that I know that is true, but I'm being censored on other platforms and I'm being taken down for true statements.
Right.
So many people have been taken down for true statements, but bottom line is that's socialism, that's communism.
Yes.
And we have a little thing here called the Constitution, which is the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And so, Sean, I'm glad to hear you understand that.
Yeah.
Because your generation needs to start getting into this fight.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Amen.
You know, I think that the youth want something to fight for.
Amen.
And so, but they're following celebrities to tell them what to fight for, like the BLM thing, the injustice of these people. Man, they're being scapegoated for the true battle at hand, which is so exciting to realize we have authority. We can go out and speak truth to power, and they have to listen to us.
You know, I mean, I speak into the BLM thing all the time because I have many pastors, friends of mine that are black, right?
Yeah.
And they don't believe in BLM.
Sure.
I mean, and most black guys I know and black sisters I know, and they don't believe in BLM. Why?
Yeah.
Because one, it's ran by Marxists.
Yes, it is.
And two, it's ran by witches.
Yeah.
And that you can get on YouTube and hear them say it themselves.
Yes.
Right? So any pastor would align himself with witches and communists, you need to ask yourself, am I a real Christian?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the bottom line is, and I think for most people that is just a, you know, it's a simple statement. It's just people need to be educated.
Yeah.
And they are. People are standing up like yourself. It's not that we're against we're against injustices or those type of things, but we are against, you know, satanic witchcraft. We are against communism, socialism. I don't care who the person is. You can be white, black, yellow, green.
Yes.
It's irrelevant.
Yes.
Because I don't want to lose my freedom as a Christian, because once you lose that freedom, it isn't coming back.
Yeah, you're for real justice.
Yeah.
Social justice isn't justice at all. That's a smoke and mirrors for control and power.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wholly agree with you. That's beautifully said.
So here in San Diego, there is this move. It's where people are standing up.
Yes, sir.
Where do you see it heading? What's happening next? What do you feel your part in that is, Sean?
So much is lost in translation within God's Word. It's surprising how much is misunderstood, even simple word definitions. In his book, Access Behind the Veil, Apostle Michael Petro explains that beyond the veil lies the original intention of God's plan to restore creation through his people. When the Lord gives us access behind the veil, we begin to understand the mysteries of the kingdom and our calling as a royal priesthood. Apostle Michael Petro writes about deciphering the Torah from the Hebrew language and recognizing God's language of mysteries, secrets, and parables within the scripture. It's time to step behind the veil and see the coming glory. Access Behind the Veil, The Coming Glory by Apostle Michael Petro. Available now on our website, voh.church.
Yeah, so now that people are asking the question, what can I do? That for me is the most exciting question because that means a step is about to take place. You go from getting off the couch to what should I do? It's like, oh, all right, what are you good at? Let's go.
Amen.
And so the steps for me are city council, a school board, water board, and mayoral races. It's getting people to sign up for those before the July deadline.
Nice.
And then before this was getting people to sign up for the assembly, congressional, and state senate races because those have huge weight.
Sure.
And so we're going to be hosting an event at Rise, which is my local church, on the 25th. Where we're going to be bringing these candidates in. We're going to be asking them questions.
Smart.
Because it's time to understand who our representatives are.
Yeah.
And then it's so early in the game that we can promote them for the next 2 months before the primary kicks off.
Yeah.
Get the candidates we value and know to get elected, and then keep pushing them until the general in November.
You know, I was just watching the primaries in Texas. We were part of that, just checking out what was going on, right?
Yeah.
And I realized that all these politicians... Democrats most, you know, watching that way they're doing things.
Yeah.
Just sort of instilling a page out of their playbook, right?
Yes.
Now, they pay people to go out and knock door to door, this and that, and tell you should vote for this guy.
Yeah.
But when you talk to that person that's knocking on the door and pull them aside and say, okay, why are you doing this? What are you, I don't even like the guy. Well, then why are you doing it?
Because
we're being paid.
That's right.
Right. There's no seriousness in them. They're just they're doing a job just like anybody does a job, right?
Yes.
But if we are passionate and we believe in the people,
yes,
and we support those people that we are sending out, that we should be in the fight.
Come on.
And go door to door because we have a much larger rallying ability in the body of Christ to get people. I mean, if you're a pastor, and you got 500 people in your church and you can send them out to knock on doors and plug that person, guess what?
Oh.
You're going to canvass the whole area. You're also going to find out where all the cheating's going on.
That's right.
Because Leon Benjamin was telling me that's what happened up in Virginia. Mm. So now they can't pay 500 people to go do that.
Right.
They're at the most going to maybe pay 30.
Right.
So for us to lose elections as Christians, it's our fault.
Yeah, I agree.
Because... that's just one church.
Yes.
Imagine getting 20 churches together.
And that's a small church.
Exactly.
Think about these mega churches. 15,000 people.
So
they're talking about love your neighbor, love your neighbor, love your neighbor. And then they don't define what love is. It's just this fluffy thing so frequently to make people stay comfortable in the seats and not actually challenge them to activate them into a position of like actual true authority. It's like, come
on. Well, you know, one of the biggest issues with the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Romans is they thought Jesus was running for a political office. That's why they wanted to kill him.
Whoa.
Because they were saying, this guy's going to be the new, he's the king of kings. I mean, well, what's a king? He was talking about government.
Wow.
And they had to sort out, what government is he talking? Is he talking about insurrection? Is he talking about taking over our government? Obviously, Jesus was talking about a much higher government, and that's his government in the against the government of darkness.
Come on.
Like when people are healed, delivered, set free, that's all his kingdom, right?
That's so good.
That's exercising our right and our authority over demons, principalities, and spirits.
Yes.
As sickness, disease, anything that comes out of the realm of the devil, right?
Come on.
So, but his message caught people. You can't tell me John the Baptist got his head cut off.
Yeah.
Because he was directly confronting the king and telling him he was not right. He was not, you know, he was doing things that were not of the kingdom of God. He was, you know, he was a pervert. So you can't tell me that Christians are not supposed to be involved. We've been hiding too long.
Come on.
And it's time for people to get out of those hiding places.
Ooh.
And so, and it's not about, you know, there's so many people that are politically in bondage.
Yes.
Both Republican and Democrats.
Oh, absolutely.
That, well, this is what my dad believed. That's what I believe. It's time we break that.
Come on.
What is the people I'm voting for?
Yeah.
What do they believe? Do they believe in abortion?
Yes.
Should I be believing in abortion? Should I be voting for anybody that's in abortion?
Yes.
They believe in taking my right of speech. because today they might not let you talk on the internet or on Facebook or anything else, but when they get elected in a year, they might not let you speak anything from the pulpit either.
Right.
And just remove Christianity. Because I noticed we were attacked, first thing with COVID.
Yeah.
They had strip clubs open and girls dancing with guys, but, you know, touching people. There was no six foot thing, but you couldn't go to church.
Yeah.
Come on. So, it's time that everybody get active in this fight. Amen, Sean?
Yeah. You know, if I could speak into that for a second. The love of money is the root of many evils.
Yeah.
Where you will pierce yourself through. And I believe the Republican Party has fallen subject to that love of money.
Yeah.
You know, we hear the term rhino all the time, all that rhino. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I think we got to look at ourselves. You know, sure. At what point couldn't we get out of debt? Can we be to this point where we're no longer a slave to the debtor and we're capable of walking in liberty and morality? And we look at these politicians, they're just greater versions of the citizens.
Yeah.
You know, these citizens are so bound by debt that they can't get involved in the system. Mm-hmm. Well, these politicians are so bound by debt that they can't stand up for liberty. They can't stand up for freedom because the system doesn't want them to do that. And I'm so encouraged by this move that's taking place where Christians are recognizing we have a seat at the table. And I feel like there's this righteous mobility, like we're moving together as this cohort of the saints. And I can't help but be hopeful for what the coming days, months, weeks, years are going to look like in America.
That people are waking up, Sean. They're really, I see it here. I see it everywhere. But we got to get into taking back things that have been taken from us, amen. As a body of Christ,
come on.
You're more like you're almost like a political evangelist, amen.
Come on,
God's using you to get people off of their chairs, which that's what some people are called to do. Prophetically, get up, get into the fight. So,
come on.
So you see more and more people getting involved.
Yes,
is
sir.
There any plan on organizing the churches? Any plan on organizing, getting the people together?
Yes.
Sign up.
Yes.
Hey, what are you going to do for your district? How can you go out and knock on the doors in just your neighborhood?
Yes.
You know, for this certain politician. Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. So our January 8th event, the Freedom Revival, what we did is that worship and the preaching. Yes. But there was also a second element that we'd never seen done before. We introduced all six Southern California counties to this one location. So they each had their own booth, LA County, San Bernardino County, Orange County, San Diego. And they all were representing what can be done in that county that needs to be done. So they had like the school choice petition and, you know, the mask mandate, whatever petitions were going on. And it was rad because people who never met an activist or didn't know how to meet them or how, like whatever, those excuses were gone.
Amen.
And we're going to do that again in May. We're going to do the worship. We're going to do the preaching as well as introduce these booths at our event so that people can get connected wherever you're coming from. Doesn't matter. Santa Barbara, we've got a place for you and we've got people there that are doing things. And we're going to also introduce those politicians, the ones that we know to be of sound mind and Christians. We're going to promote them and say, these are quality people. Get to know them, talk to them. They're going to have a booth. And that's from every county.
Sure.
Those politicians which we support are going to be there from every county representing.
Nice.
And so people can get hand on hand, you know, and recognize these are our representatives.
You know, too, I seen where, I want to say his name was Garcia. He was elected in a district in Los Angeles. He's a Republican, conservative, Hispanic, military, came out of the military, was a pilot in the military, took a district that the Democrats held for 25 years, turned it back to the Republican Party, right?
Come on.
All because of he went out, got people involved, and the people in his neighborhood, they related to him.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what we need to do. We need to get people in those districts and those neighborhoods that relate to us.
Yes. Right? That's so good.
Sean, I love what you're doing. And I pray that what you're doing actually gets into the rest of the country.
Come on.
Because, you know, we must become politically active.
Yes, sir.
And Hollywood has gone really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much evil. And I'm not just talking about lifestyles. There is a darkness that is now being exposed in Hollywood that people are waking up to. When you hear about the Jeffrey Epsteins and those type of people and realizing who their clientele was, no guy goes into a... I have a guy in my ministry who runs a prison. Mm. He said, there's no way. He goes, could it have happened? Maybe 1 in 100? But for this guy, high profile, that guy should have never been able to hang himself. They have cameras on his cell. They have guys there. So something happened.
Yes.
Somebody was paid off.
Yeah.
Something was wrong. And because this guy was going to start exposing the elites, the Hollywood crowd.
Yeah.
And it's time we start standing up to that. Amen.
Come on.
Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in Hollywood.
Amen. That's the truth. Let's go.
So what else? I mean, what else is, what's in your heart? What do you see getting ready to happen? Where are you going from this?
Yeah, I praise God for the hardship. Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for the hardship, then there wouldn't be birthing. Right? It takes a little difficulty for the life to be birthed. You know, you got to plant a seed in the ground and the seed has to fight gravity to birth, break forth life. And I'm grateful for the hardship, although, you know, there's discomfort along the way.
Sure.
But if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the mobilization of the Christians. And I see, like my local area here in San Diego, I see Christians getting into the school board. I see Christians getting into the city council. Yeah. I see Christians getting in the mayoral race. And I see people getting in politics for the first time that don't want to be career politicians. Yeah. And that makes me so excited, because let's just get in, serve a term, and then get somebody else there that'll be there just for a term. And then once we get to the, like, citizens are actually running the country as temporary politicians, we're getting somewhere. That's like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, where we actually start this momentum. But immediately, I see people getting involved, and now we just got to support them.
The church is the biggest voting block in this country, and people need to wake up to that.
Yeah.
If we get together, there's nothing that can stop us.
Yes, so. I agree, man. It's amen. How do we encourage these pastors to speak truth to their flock?
We got
to
go talk to them, brother. We got to get them. We got to make them think about what's going on, and realize it's not about am I right, you're wrong. Is my my political affiliation, yours different.
Right.
I would be a Democrat if I seen them doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I got to answer to Jesus.
Come on.
And I got to answer to His word.
Yeah.
And so, the Lord says He's going to judge every word that comes out of my mouth, you better believe He's going to judge who I vote for. So it's that serious, and we need to understand that.
So good.
Amen. I'm grateful, brother, for men of God like you that are getting into the fight, and I'm praying that you're going to be used not just locally but in a national scale. Because I sort of feel like the Lord is going to open the door for you in a much greater way in order to get out and mobilize this country.
Come on.
I just feel that. I just, you know, just sitting here talking to you, you know, the Lord anoints us sometimes for different things, different jobs. And once that anointing is on us and we begin to walk in that gift, the Lord will, he'll use it at a small level and then he'll expand it, right? The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yes.
Right? But it also says, do not despise small beginnings.
Come on.
So as those, you're in that small beginning right now, but I really believe the Lord's going to use you to open things up. There's a lot of people starting to come together, worship leaders and different things, and being the voice. And I know we can do, because I'm watching it being done in other states. Mm. So it's time, man of God. So I'm here with Sean Fredrickson. Sean, you want to say anything to the people? Is there any way people can get a hold of you, contact you, say somebody's out there and they want to do something in their community in Michigan or Pennsylvania, anywhere else? How do they do that?
I'd say the easiest way to do that is going to freedomrevival.org, because that's the easiest spelling, Freedom Revival, just like it sounds, .org. Mm-hmm. You can try to chase me down on Instagram, but good luck spelling my name right. It's Sean Fredrickson. Yeah, it's long and misspelled frequently. So if you can find me, you found a hidden treasure. But that's who I am.
Well, son, it's good to have you, and hallelujah. We want to help you out any way we can.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are listening out there, and I know this stream goes into so many venues across the world, obviously, if you want to help, whether putting your hands in the plow or financially with this organization, please, freedomrevival.org. Yeah. Get a hold of Sean. Reach out to this man. Say, how can I change my community? Again, Sean, how old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33?
I'm married for 10 years. My wife's out there. 10 years married, and I've got three little babies.
Dang, I thought you were like 18 years old.
I feel like I'm 18. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Well, if this man of God at 33 can get out there and do it, anybody can get out there and do it. So just don't sit back and watch. Get involved. That's what I keep telling everybody. Get involved.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if you're a mother, a housewife, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
God can use you. Just ask them to give you the wisdom. Get out into those school board meetings, city council. Get like what's happening here in San Diego, which I didn't even know about. All these Christians getting together said we had enough. And now these very radical, you know, in your face, push you around liberals are backing off because they know I'm going to lose my job.
That's right.
Amen. So we can do it.
Come on.
You can do it.
Let's go.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. This is the Voice of Healing Radio. I'm Mike Pietro. God bless you. And we will see you on any one of our media sites. Have a blessed day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, partner with us by heading to voh.church/radio. That's voh.church/radio. Your financial gift helps the Voice of Healing Radio bring revelation to God's kingdom and to the nations. Have a testimony or prayer request? Call us at 1-877-440-3737. That's 1-877-440-3737. Or send us an email at radio@voh.church. And don't forget to add VOH Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for your current updates. This is the Voice of Healing Radio with Michael Pietro.